3D International presentation. London, the fantastic city where everything can happen. London, a city of sorrow and happiness. A city where people play games, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Sometimes there's a game called murder, and that's where I come in.
Chet, I've come to tell you, remember that gangster you put away a few years ago, Robbie Roberts, I believe his name was, well, he's out on parole now, and, well, he was, but he skipped parole. He's after you, Chet. Do you think you'll be able to handle him?
Oh, I don't know. Robbie Roberts was pretty tough, as you could remember.
Yes, but he wasn't tough enough for the actor. The actor. Starring Chester Doherty. Produced by Paul Mason. Playing the death game. With guest stars Naomi Madison. Tom Soder.
Rebecca. Yes, Rebecca. I understand. Yes. Yes, you're going to put a guard on me? I don't think that's necessary. Well, okay, if you want to. I don't really care.
Yes, Inspector, a guard will be assigned to me. Yes, I understand. Yes, thank you. Inspector, you know about the note, don't you?
Yes, you told me. I'm tripling your guard.
Listen, Inspector. I've told you once, and I'm going to tell you twice. Over the phone, I said it was going to be all right, but now I'm not too sure. For the simple reason that if you post a guard with me, they'll be too conspicuous. The murderer won't try to catch me, and I'll be running the rest of my life, Inspector, for my life.
Chet, I don't want you dead, you understand that?
You heard the man. I'm already a dead man, but I don't claim to be. I'm alive and well, and I'll catch that murderer if it kills me. The actor now retires to his quarters at 110 Riverside Drive. Yes, who is it? Who is it, please?
Chet, tonight, when you do, Macbeth, I'll be in the audience, waiting. I'll be in the audience, waiting.
Mrs. Marsh, get the police quick. We have pictures. Yes,
I'll be in the audience, waiting. By the way, Chet, this is a recording. I'm signing off.
Mrs. Moscoby, get the inspector quick. And now Chet is doing the play, the Shakespearean play, Macbeth. And somewhere in that audience of the onlookers is the killer, just waiting for the right moment to come. in the play.
Yeah.
Stay, you imperfect speakers, tell me no more. By Sinnoh's death, I know I am fame of Glamis. But how of Cawdor, the Thane of Cawdor lives, a prosperous gentleman, and to be king, stands not within the prospect of belief, no more than to be Cawdor. Stay from whence, you owe the strange intelligence, or why upon this blasted heath you stop our way with such prophetic greed? Speak, I charge you.
The earth has bubbles as the water has, and these are of them. Whither are they vanished?
Into the air, and what seems corporal melted as breath into the wind. Would they have stayed?
Were such things here as we do speak about? Or have we eaten on the insane root that takes the reason prisoner?
Your children shall be kings.
You shall be king.
And Thane of Cawdor too. Went it not so?
To the self-same tune and words, who's here? We are sent to give thee from our royal master thanks, only to herald thee into his sight, not pay thee. What can the devil speak true?
The Thane of Cawdor lives. Why do you dress me in borrowed robes?
Who of the Thane lives yet, but under heavy judgment bears that life which he deserves to lose, whither he was combined with those of Norway or Deline. The rebel, with hidden help and vantage, and then with both, he labored in his country's wreck. I know not, but treason's capital, confessed and proved, have overthrown him.
Glamis and Thane of Cawdor, the greatest is behind. Thanks for your pains. Do you not hope your children shall be kings when those that gave the Thane of Cawdor to me promise no less to them?
That trusted home might yet enkindle you unto the crown, besides the Thane of Cawdor. But 'tis strange, and oft times to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truce. Win us with
somewhere
honest
in
trifles,
that audience, Chet,
to betray
somewhere is
in
the
deepest
killer.
Consequence. Cousins, a word, I pray you.
You truths are told as happy prologues to the swelling act of the imperial thing. I thank you, gentlemen, the supernatural solicity. Cannot be ill. Cannot be good if ill. Why have it given me earnest of success commencing in the truth? I am Thane of Cawdor, if good. Why do I yield to that suggestion whose horrid image doth infix my hair and make my seated heart knock out my ribs? Against the use of nature, present fears are less than horrible imaginings. My thought, whose murder yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of man that function is smothered in some lies. Nothing is but what is not.
Look how our partner's wrapped.
If chance will happy, I can't stand it!
I'm sorry. I'm going to be murdered. I can't stand it. Riley Roberts, where are you in that audience? There he is, get him.
Surrender, Captain.
I got him, I got him. Oh, no.
You wanted to kill me, didn't you?
Yes. I wanted to kill you! Who wants to die? You sent me! You did!
You wanted to kill me!
But what should I want to kill you?
But you'll never kill anyone again, Robbie Roberts. I acted scared to get you out into the open, so you would run and I would catch you. But you will never kill again. You will never kill again, Mr. Robbie Roberts, because nothing ever passes the actor.
Distributed by ACD International. by Paul Mason. Chester Doherty as the actor. Tom Soder as the inspector. Scenes from Macbeth, courtesy of the Shakespeare Player. Copyright 1968 by ACD International. No characters in this series are real. ACD International Distribution.
How do you think?